Back on Downtown, time for us to talk some Black Bear football as we welcome in the head coach of the Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Did you get caught up on your sleep yet?
Not yet. I probably won't have until the end of the week, you know, with the game coming up.
I was saying earlier, I made the mistake of just thinking, well, I'll power through. I'm not going to go to sleep when we got home yesterday morning. I was great till sometime early in that Lions game last night when I hit the wall hard.
I bet. Yeah, that was yesterday was certainly a long day, you know, and a long flight home after the game. So, yeah, it certainly takes its toll.
Yeah, it sure does. But overall, look, a tough game. You knew it would be against the number three team in the country. And Montana State got off to a great start. But, boy, your guys turned it around and had a really strong second half, outscoring them 17-3.
Yeah, it was really great to see our guys just, you know, continue to play throughout the game, no matter the scoreboard. Obviously, just talking about the start of the game, I mean, you know, hard to compete with the number three team at their home, you know, giving up five straight scores and, you know, punting the first five possessions. But I feel like, you know, we showed some character, showed some resiliency in terms of who we are and the makeup of the team in the second half.
No question about that. So what did you learn about the team from this weekend's adventure?
Well, I just think, like, offensively, you know, just looking at each side of the ball offensively, I think we can definitely make plays, explosive plays. I think we can continue to build on our run game and establish a run game that is sustainable. So that's, you know, that's something we got to have there. I think defensively we can kind of see that, you know, in ways where we can be effective, disrupting an offense and getting them behind schedule, whether that's through pressure or, you know, just, you know, more so just playing really assignment sound defense. You know, and then just the players, their steadiness, their experience, their steadiness showed in the end.
I thought you mentioned the run game, but it was great to see a healthy Tavian Banks out there showing what he can do.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, he ran really hard, had some physical runs, had some dynamic runs. I was really pleased to see him and, you know, just how hard he was playing. He's on four special team units as well, so, you know, he doesn't come off the field much. And, you know, then to have that commitment on the opposite side of the ball, you know, really is a great example for all of our players to see. And, you know, really pleased with his effort.
Yeah, and defensively, too, you got more pressure on them in the second half. Now, they didn't have their number one quarterback back out there, but it really didn't matter. And you guys, for the most part, took away those big plays, especially in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, that's something, you know, we have to do. We have to get, you know, layers to our defense. And we didn't have that, we felt like, in the first half. And we need to have more layers to our defense so, you know, we can get the ball down. And felt like we played a little bit, you know, more sound defense in the second half. But, you know, obviously it needs to be there from the start.
Did you come out of the game pretty healthy?
We did, yeah. Yeah, that was a positive. I mean, obviously a big trip, big undertaking for everyone here. And I thought our, you know, just our support staff and everyone here did a great job just with the travel accommodations and getting out there. And but I think we're healthy coming out of that game. And, you know, guys are feeling good and, you know, really anxious to turn the page to Monmouth now.
Well, yeah, you get to come home and open the conference schedule against a Monmouth team that you know pretty well, especially the guy playing quarterback for them, Derek Robertson, their QB. What's the approach against an offense that seems to be relying heavily on the pass?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, Derek is an effective passer. I mean, you know, as he was for us, and, you know, he's shown that there at Monmouth, and accurate, gets the ball out quickly on time, whether it's third down or first, second down, he's going to make those throws. And, you know, we got to do a great job of trying to get in his way, get in front of him. And, you know, got to do a great job in coverage as well. But it'll be a full defensive effort.
And for your offense, they've struggled to stop people, especially on the ground this year. You continue to use all three of your running backs and get that good balance you had in the second half?
Yeah, we will. We'll, you know, continue to rely on those guys and build off, you know, what we feel like is going to be the, you know, the best thing for us to build on and a part of our identity. But I'm excited to see our run game continue to develop.
Well, you know, anytime there's an injury, that provides an opportunity. And what a nice day you had, and it bodes well for this week and beyond to give you that depth. But Declan McKevitt coming up big for you.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, Deck is such a steady guy and consistent and positive attitude every day. You know, really good to see him just, you know, step in and make plays blocking, make plays in the pass game, in the run game, you know. So just I'm really pleased with his ability to, you know, just stick with the process. And, you know, he got his opportunity and made the most of it.
I know those night games are tough. A lot of time standing around waiting to play the game on Saturday. Guys must be excited to get out there and have a 3:30 start this week.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's going to be a nice day. You know, we're looking forward to a great crowd here in Alphon Stadium. And but we'll have a 3:30 kick and be able to get going a little bit sooner and, you know, against a great CAA opponent.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it Saturday. Hope practice goes well this week and you get caught up on that rest. And we'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich.
You're welcome.